There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to visit the Devil Radio website, download the Devil Radio app. You can do it from the website, you can do it from the Apple and Google store. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7, wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. And while you're at it, there is a link that says Support Devil Radio. Many of you have called in, said you'd like to support Devil Radio, want to know how to do it. This gives you some ideas on how to do it. If you're a candidate, and I'm telling you this, in any Democratic primary, but quite frankly, in any primary, in any general election, and there's going to be a lot of them coming up this coming year, a lot of them coming up, Mayor of Milwaukee, State Treasurer, Lieutenant Governor, Ron Kind's seat in Congress in Western Wisconsin, dozens of assembly districts, state senate districts, and others. The most cost-effective and the best way to get your name recognition up, get people to know you, stimulates donations, advertise on Devil Radio. Call for a package, price it out. They'll produce the spot. It's as simple as that. Really is as simple as that. If you sit back anonymously and think good thoughts, you ain't going anywhere. Believe me, you ain't going anywhere. Okay, we're back to it. I'll tell you. In Arizona, this time we're going from one right-wing nut job, DeSantis, to another bunch of right-wing nut jobs in the gerrymandered legislature in Arizona and in the state government. Biden took Arizona by a little over 10,000 votes. It's a tough state to take. Remember, that was Barry Goldwater's state. Barry Goldwater ran for president in 1964. He was the ultra right-wing conservative senator from Arizona. And he was the one who uttered the immortal words which sunk his candidacy. Somebody asked him what he would do with Russia. Now, this is 64, the height of the Cold War. Remember, Bay of Pigs had just fallen apart. Russia had tried to get missiles into Cuba and all that. And here's his response. He said, what would I do about Russia? I would lob an H-bomb into the men's room of the Kremlin. Now, he thought that was funny. And obviously, we had to be very tough with Russia. John F. Kennedy was tough with Russia. So was Eisenhower. So was every president since then until Trump. But you don't joke about lobbing an H-bomb into the men's room of the Kremlin. That was Arizona back then. And Arizona now has a lot of right-wing people. One of them is the Attorney General, Mark Bornovich. Mark Bornovich informed Maricopa County, the board, County Board of Maricopa County. That's Phoenix. That's half the votes in the state. That's the 800-pound gorilla. That's the big kahuna. And it's basically a Republican county. A lot of these county board members are Republicans. But it's an urban area, and they have a lot more on the ball than Mark Bornovich, I'll tell you that. And when they got the subpoenas from the state Senate to turn over their voting machines, which a court ordered them to do, and Merrick Garland didn't intervene, and he should have, the Justice Department should have, it's against federal law. Maricopa County, of course, has to buy new voting machines for millions of dollars. Well, now they want the state Senate, the Republican-dominated gerrymandered state Senate, wants election routers. They want traffic logs, mail-in ballot envelopes, a lot of other information turned over to Cyber Ninja. Cyber Ninja is QAnon. Cyber Ninja is not a bunch of ninjas, like in a James Bond movie coming down through the mountain, wiping out the guy, I don't know if it was Ernst Stavro Blofeld or one of them was going to launch a missile. No, there were a lot of ninjas there. Ninja, this is one cyber ninja, nut, who's a QAnon guy who claims he's a ninja. Not a ninja at all. And they're going to turn this, what, over to him? They're going to turn routers and traffic logs? They're going to have to redo their whole election system. So Maricopa County, the board said, no, we're not going to do it. Not going to do it. And Bornovich just said he is going to withhold a quarter of their budget from the state, $700 million. Budget is about $2.8 million. It will cripple Phoenix. Now, first of all, it is illegal to turn this stuff over under federal law to at least 22 months after the election. 22 months after the election is September of 2022. It's a year away, a little over a year away. It's illegal. Can't somebody from the Justice Department stumble into Arizona, get up on his hind legs? I don't care how badly he did in law school and go, hey, judge, please read this. Says you can't do it. That would be number one. Number two, how is a partisan state Senate entitled to just subpoena this to turn it over to Cyber Ninja, a QAnon guy with no expertise in this, when they've already done an audit of the vote and they recounted and Biden won? And number three, who is the attorney general to decide where $700 million is going that under state law is supposed to go to Maricopa County? Who the hell does he think he is? He's posing for holy pictures. He's posing to try to run for governor. That's what he's doing. There are no statesmen left. They'll stab their own grandmothers for a bottle of horseradish. They'll do anything. They don't care. They don't care. They can't turn over routers. They can't turn over traffic logs, mail and ballot envelopes. They shouldn't have turned over the voting machines. They shouldn't have turned over the ballots themselves, the election day ballots, and the mail-in ballots. Now they want what? The envelopes for the mail-in ballots? Routers, traffic logs? Come on. At some point, when do you stand up for it? In this state, boss was taking heat. This is Wisconsin. Taking heat for the right-wing nut jobs, the QAnon right. So he goes, okay, I'll do sort of a fake cyber ninja, a junior varsity cyber ninja. I'll hire Muscle, this Gableman character, Muscle. Muscle will hire gorillas. Gorillas will go around and rough up people and scare them, hopefully not touch them physically. And then that will screw up the next election. And this is Wisconsin. Does anybody care about this? Giving you the facts straight, we're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Good morning. I'll tell you something. Republicans are just, evil people. But I'm sort of go back to the subject you brought up, because this just drives me bananas. And this is, these perverse Republicans should be charged with child neglect,
right,
abuse, and endangerment. They demonstrate blatant disregard for children's health and safety by blocking measures that would keep these kids safe.
Right.
You know, we're supposed, in the schools, you're supposed to report, to the proper authorities, safety concerns for children or abusive conduct by other people, whether parents, other folks. And these guys are just doing the abusive conduct themselves right in the goddamn government. I don't get it. It just, these people are just unbelievable. I can't wait till they bring a big truck and escort them all in and lock them up. That would be a great day in our country. I would be celebrating. But please keep up the great work. I just had a call on those kids. It's just abusive. There's no excuse for what they're doing. And then the people in the state of Wisconsin, again, wasting taxpayer money for an election that Trump lost. And these people are abusing their authority, abusing their what they were elected for by just taking charge of everything. It's unbelievable, Matt. I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime of all these just abuses that are going on right before our eyes.
Right. Gene, as always, with passion, and you got right to the core. And you know what's really sad? About the kids, the pediatric hospitals are overwhelmed in Texas and Florida right now. And these are kids. You'll see a little 7-year-old lying there unconscious, having to breathe. How do you put a ventilator? Do they have like smaller ventilators for a little, it would be so easy for leadership to have done something like this. The kindergarten teachers all get together, the first grade teachers, and they go, here are the masks. And you can have a Donald Duck mask, a Mickey Mouse mask. If you do real well on something, you're going to get a gold star on your mask next week. And they'd all love it. They'd love it. And they love school. I have a little niece who's, when she started first grade, she was so excited about going. Her mom said, she stood at the door waiting to go out half an hour before they were supposed to go with her pink knapsack. She loved it. If you had given her a little mask with Mickey Mouse on it or Minnie Mouse or something, she would have loved that. They would have all gone to school. They can't be vaccinated, Gene. You see, they can't be vaccinated. They're under 12. That means 11 is what, the fifth grade? That means kindergarten to the fifth grade. They can't be vaccinated. And these people are denying them masks. And pediatric ICUs, in some cases, are overwhelmed and they have to fly them to other towns. What is an acceptable death rate for children? Zero. Zero.
We don't even know what these kids are going to, what's going to happen with these kids. You know what I mean? What are the after effects of getting something like this? I mean, those people are just really bad news. I hope they wake up because it's just ludicrous. Hey, Matt, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Gene. Yeah, I mean, what is the acceptable death rate for children? The answer is zero. Zero. And we're just talking masks. You can't vaccinate them. You can't vaccinate them. Now some will go with masks, some won't. And in school districts where there are a lot of anti-vaxxers and anti-maskers, they'll bully the kids that have the masks. They'll pull them off each other. And in ones where they don't, they have more masked students, they'll bully the kids without masks. It's not the kid's fault. Kid in the second grade didn't make up his mind. Kid in the fourth grade or kindergarten didn't make up their mind. They're confused. They need leadership. And Abbott in Texas and DeSantis in Florida are bad news. They are hurting their states and they're hurting this country. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured a hundredweight and penny pounds.